Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you? I know you love this colder weather.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Fall may be finally here.
Not officially, but...
Not officially, but doesn't matter. I like it when it's nice and cool at night. Not too bad during the day. Perfect weather.
All right. For you.
Right now, it is Saturday, September 12th, 2020. It's 10:04 in the morning. Because we always say that because the show is broadcast or rebroadcast, right, at midnight on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, unless there's a sporting event, and then it will be on after the sporting event. The show is also available live streaming every Saturday morning. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you're all set.
Click on join the chat. We're there.
Well, we haven't gotten to that yet. But anyway, all of our shows are archived at the website. You're too far ahead of me. Oh, boy. Anyway.
It's going to be one of those shows.
It's going to be.
All right. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
Yeah. All of our shows are archived at the website. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, you have nothing better to do, have insomnia, whatever, you can go to the website, sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, and click on archives, and you're all set. And finally, last but not least, there's a fantastic free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
I think it should be free fantastic.
Very fantastic, right?
Yeah, they're back after a week off, and they talk about what's happened during the week. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about inflation and what the Fed did, but they're saying that the economy definitely needs support for the households and small businesses, and I don't know, they talk of it. It says, recall that despite unprecedented relief provided to the states and municipalities in the American Recovery and Investment Act of 2009. The only thing I remember about that is they increased unemployment by $25 a week, and they had the biggest thing was what, Pete? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Cash for clunkers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? They
That's
gave
right.
you X
yeah.
amount of dollars for the... It was unprecedented. Anyway. But they say the economy needs us. And I don't know. The Democrats want $3 billion. The Republicans, $1 billion. The skinny bill got voted down. They don't seem to be in a hurry.
No, not really. They're playing politics now. It's getting close to something called maybe an election,
So
we shall see.
Interesting. But it's always a good read, right. I don't always agree with it, but it makes you think. So a lot of charts, it's very nice. It's concise and reviews the week that we just had.
Yeah, just the right thing. Don't forget, they're economists. You know, what do economists really know? But, you know, but anyway, there's sometimes very useful information there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as Willard always says, you can always, it's kind of interesting reading the first page, which shows what levels of different indices and different prices and so forth were last year versus this year. And, you know, because you lose track of that, you know, you don't realize. So.
I tend to read it and then I go right to the last paragraph. And then I go back and reread it.
Oh, very
good. I used to do that with books, too.
Me too, yeah. It's a good way to do it, yeah. No question about it. That's why you're so smart.
Oh, brilliant.
Right now, phone lines are wide open because we didn't give any phone numbers, but 803-1520.
No, I'm not in charge of the
phone. Toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. And as I said before, it's wide open, very easy to get in. Right now, you can also go to our chat box if for some reason you don't want to call. And chat box is at our website, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and there you are. Click on Join the Chat, and you're all set. You can type a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Right. Just so you know, Tupita, it was announced about a half hour ago that AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine clinical trials resume in the United Kingdom. That was a big problem.
That was a big deal, you know, but you know, people don't realize how complicated, you know, things are. And they probably found out that was unrelated to the vaccine, you know, after investigating it, you know, because there's so many variables involved. So they said that is not unusual to happen. But now everybody's paying like minute to minute, you know, eyeballs, right? Attention on everything. And, you know, so it kind of snowballs, to say the least. So right now, you know, once again, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And I wanted to tell you something.
Oh, no.
Charlie Munger, you know who he is?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He's
got a great book out that was out a while ago.
Right, yeah. And he's Warren Buffett's right-hand man, but he's been credited really for...
And he's older than Warren.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just hard to believe.
Attorney by training.
What is he, 95 or something?
He's up there, but he's still quite... I haven't seen him live on anything
but
in a while.
But they say he's really the brains behind Warren Buffett.
Right.
And Warren Buffett does credit him, you know, he's for a lot of the things they've done. But you know what he said? He said, Amazon is a force of nature.
I think he said that a while ago.
Did he? Yeah, amazing. And he says he thinks there's still big things going to happen at Amazon in the years ahead, you know.
As long as the government doesn't mess it up.
The government that wouldn't know how to run a business, you know, manages to screw up everybody's businesses, you know, because they think they know something.
Well, they're very customer friendly. I know that. Yeah. So, you know.
So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Wasn't a pleasant week in the market last week at all.
Hey.
It happens, right?
We've talked about the different stories. Clients calling in, had to buy something. You know, we've told them to buy a little, and they bought a lot. You know, I had a client Friday, tried to sell a certain stock at a higher price and, you know, sell a position. You had a huge profit in it, and, you know, we put in an order and missed it by about 50 cents and it proceeded to drop $15. So, you know, we'll attack it again.
Well, I hate to say... I've always said to people, you know, stop piddling around, okay? You know.
Well, I'm a believer too. You want to sell?
You want to sell? Sell. But I mean, unless there's a big bid-ask spread, you know, which is not usual in a very high capitalized company, sell it, you know? I mean.
Except that she wanted a certain price. I know. Yeah. Well, we learn. It's just something, you know.
Well, maybe nobody ever learns.
Well,
just take it. You know, that's it. You know, no
easier
question
said,
about it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. But 50 cents, how many shares were there? A lot?
No. It's not a lot.
Like, I see people for 50 cents for 100 shares of, you know, $50 or something right. like that. Come on now, you know.
I know.
Anyway.
We went through it, but yeah. it just, you know.
Yeah, I used to tell that story years ago about the guy who wanted to buy, you know, people have heard this story, maybe some haven't, you know, he wanted to buy Mary Carter paints. And I said, Mary Carter paints? What the heck is that? You know, and I said, why would anybody be interested in that? You know, and he said, that was the one that had the interest in Resorts International.
Oh, okay.
Remember way
yeah,
back?
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
Sure.
And I think the stock was 5.25, so whatever it was in the fives. And he says, I got an order in at 5 1/8. I said, well, how many shares are you going to buy? And he says, 100. I said, for $12? You're not, so he didn't buy it and never got to five, right?
Right.
And it became a $200 stock
right,
eventually.
Right, right.
But anyway, so there you go. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, I had no intention of calling, guys. I was going to listen to the show, though, but nobody's called, so I figure I'd call.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I got some good topics to bring up, actually, so. What's in my own mind anyways, in your opinion, 365 days from now, if somebody put $1,000 right today, put $1,000 into a growth fund versus a strict value fund, which $1,000 would, in your opinion, would grow further? 365 days.
Growth.
Growth?
Yeah, value is just the last 10 years. They think you get these value guys on and women, and I just don't think it does anything. I think that those days are over. Of course, I could be dead wrong.
No.
Peter, what is Peter's opinion?
I don't know. Eventually.
There you go.
You know,
there's a decision.
Next year? I don't know. You know, I mean, value's been so far behind the eight ball for a long time, but I do know one thing. That when the dot-com bubble burst, you know, NASDAQ went down, 80%? And mm-hmm. you remember what everything else went down. Value went up for several years after that.
And know, that was the last time.
Yeah, yeah, it was the last time, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
so David says growth, Peter, no opinion. Is that the point?
I think value will eventually come in a year. I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Yep. So the reason why I bring this up is I got a lot of options expiring on the 18th, which is next Friday. I got a lot of mm-hmm. positions. So I'm looking what I'm going to go into for my next round. And I looked at a lot of charts over the last 4 or 5 days. And guess what? The best charts that I found happen to be value companies. And I'll give you two.
Mm-hmm.
First one, Archer Daniels Midland, ADM. Look at that one.
ADM. I don't even hear anybody talking about that company.
does Willard listen to the show?
Sure he does.
Okay, Willard, this is one for your research, brother. ADM.
Boy.
Closed at 46.89.
Surprisingly good looking.
What do you mean? That's the reason why I try to give you guys the creme de la creme that I find.
So,
when's my stipend coming in the mail? That's one.
It's ADM. You get part of our paycheck. How's that?
What?
From the show, I mean.
What?
And by the way, if you know, since there's nobody else on right now, when you get done with this, Willard had a note on my desk. Explain to me that telephone option thing. So he didn't understand it. All right.
Okay.
So when you get a chance, would you explain it to him?
I explained it last week.
Yeah, I know. Well. Maybe he still didn't understand.
Yeah,
it.
I just think you know.
I mean, a deep in the money covered call is meant to be market neutral. Okay.
Right.
So being market neutral, you don't expect very much fluctuation there, right? And all you were trying to do was make more money than money market for the short term by picking up the dividend, right? With relative safety.
Well, is that right? I mean, if you're buying a telephone, 9 points in the money, and not relative safety, like 99.9% safety.
Now, what's the chance of you being exercised though, on that call?
The chance of me being I want to be exercised because I'm getting I'm guaranteed. They're making four dividend payments. I'm guaranteed one of them.
Yeah, what if you got exercised before the dividend payment? In other words, I'm not using the right word. It's assigned or whatever. Could that happen?
My experience has been selling deep into money. Selling deep into money causes it doesn't happen.
But yeah, it's very rare. I read up on it. It says it's very rare, but yeah.
I mean, I would take 1.75% on my money over a period of 3 to 5 weeks and risk it being taken than collecting
Right, that's exactly it. You're comparing it. You want to make some money better than money market over the short term, right?
Right.
Okay.
For this first one, ADM, you like it?
Well, I'm surprised. I mean, I haven't looked at it in a long time, but, you know, it's above the 200-day. It's above the 50-day. Should have support.
Look at the volume coming in on. Look at the volume's been nice the last month, about 6 weeks, too.
Yeah.
I look at the weekly volume's a big thing with me. Close on the high of the week with volume. That's one of my go-tos, and this one fits the bill.
Right, and it's been a bit of a recycling of assets. They've been shifting, going from, you know, different out of tech into stocks.
Rotation,
like this.
Right. Yeah, rotation. A little bit of rotation.
Right, but
yeah.
The thing is going out to your first question. I just don't know in a year if it's going to be good. Looking at things short term.
Oh,
like
no, wait
you
a minute.
Do.
I don't know if he's looking at a year though.
He said 365 days for the original question.
Oh,
would
that
you go
one,
growth
yeah.
or value
for value?
Right.
Yeah, but what about Archer Daniel? What are you doing with that?
Well, what I'm doing is it's on my watch screen because I got a lot of positions that are going to expire next Friday.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I rinse and do it again. So that's one on my list to sell a put on. I was looking at the 44 going out. I go about 6 weeks on it. I'll collect the second one, because you guys are busy. I get another one. You're gonna hate the stock, and Willer's listening to Hope. You guys are going to hate this stock, but I thought it's got a great chart right now. Look at Dow, D-O-W.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Dow.
D-O-W.
Same thing?
You're the only guy in America bringing up these names, you know.
I guess what? A contrarian usually wins out in the long run in life.
Yeah, a beautiful chart. What a breakout. Holy cow. Yeah.
You guys would never look for the Dow as a company. You guys would never see this chart.
Forgot all about it.
I'm looking at charts that of companies that I would not mind. I mean, I'm not saying I would probably roll down a couple times on the option until I got it at a cheaper price. But I'm saying those are plays that are going to probably be available next Friday when all these options that I prior sold go to zero. And I got to look where to deploy the money. These are two that are on my list.
I think you have two good choices. I mean, this one looks at a major breakout of a consolidation. Holy.
All right, guys. Great show. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for starting us off. We appreciate it. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or go to the chat box if for some reason you don't want to give us a call. Go to Saperstein.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives.
And we have a couple of things here.
Okay.
All right. In the morning when I'm out in the parking lot waiting for you to show up, I usually go on the chat box and say, good morning. I said, getting ready for our show. I was being Ed Sullivan instead of Shoe. I put in Shoe instead of Show. Anyway, but Art has a question regarding, and he asked it last week or the week before, the nicknames on the side that people choose are just set up by the person that puts the chat box together. So if you want to change that, you just click on the name, and you'll see one of the drop-downs is change nickname. You have to remove the nickname and then put your name in there if you want it. Anyway, that's one question. So Art also roots for the Detroit Lions.
Huh, God. What?
Terrible. Boy, it's worse than rooting for the Giants, I guess. Anyway, but John in Connecticut, Peter, is asking you, how can reported institutional ownership be greater than 100%? Example, OSUR and PLUG, which he also wants your comments on. He owns them. And he's in Connecticut, still lamenting he never got those luscious roast beef sandwiches. So, you have an answer for him on that?
Well, you know what you can always do, okay, is Google, you know, which I just did, okay? Mm-hmm. And you ask the question, institutional ownership greater than 100%. It said institutional ownership can eventually exceed 100% of the float, which means that in addition to the available shares, institutions have also bought up all the borrowed shares from short sellers who are betting that the stock will decline.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's a great answer. So so he wants to know what your opinion on. Go ahead. Do you have more to say?
No. And you got to realize, you know, some people, what they like better is to buy lower institutional ownership, which has been rising. All right. Because that means there's a lot of room for institutions to buy that stock. When 100% or more is owned by institutions, whenever something negative happens, watch out below.
You know, gotcha.
So sometimes that can be a very big danger, too, if it's so heavily owned by institutions. Okay.
All right. Beautiful. So how about this stock, OSUR, Aura Sure Technologies?
What about it?
He wants to know. He wants your opinion on it.
Oh, okay.
Close at 11:31. There's a big gap down from $20 to 11:31. I'm looking at news.
What kind of company is it?
It's a technology company.
Really?
Yeah. Medical instruments and supplies.
Oh, that's why.
Forget about that.
There's got to be news there, though.
Well, it's just that they were presenting at an upcoming investor conference on that day, the 27th of August.
And they didn't like what they said, right?
I guess. I don't know.
So did he say whether he owns it?
Yes, he owns this and Plug he owns. These also have close to that 100%.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, that's another reason why sometimes things can go bad when it's 100% owned, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the reason was, but the only good news about it is, if there be good news, is it went down and tested support in the 9.5-10 area, mm-hmm. and now is turning back up. So if he owns it, I would hang on at the moment. I would check, you know, we always say do your own research, try to find out, you know, what's going on with the company. And if it dropped to, say, $9, I would reevaluate it at that point. Otherwise, with the turn up, you know, it's possible, you know, that it could try to get back up to the 14-15 area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have to go from there. But yeah, I'd look very much into what caused, you know, the big drop and, you know, go from there. But it's a hold at the moment, as long since you have it, you know, and reevaluate it or whatever at 9.
Okay, what about Plug? Plug Power, PLUG, closed at 11.71.
I'm amazed how high that stock is now.
Electrical equipment and parts, hydrogen cells.
No, that's what it is. And for years, it was being plugged all the time by every service. You know, this is a fun game. You know, but you know, fuel cells. That, you know, really, and I guess my opinion is that's the best thing. Better than electric cars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as I said before, if everybody owns an electric car, forget the grid system.
Right.
We're dead.
You know? Right.
The whole electric grid system will go down. But at any rate, you know, it looks very strong. It's consolidating, say, between about, no, say 10.5 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right now attempting to get back to that 14 area, and I would definitely reevaluate it if it dropped to, say, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's okay to hold at the moment, and because it is in that consolidation, but reevaluate it at 10, and then be aware of that strong resistance in about the 14 area.
All right.
So that's it right now. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. And it is very easy to get in right now.
Yeah.
You can also go to the chat box if you go to sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. You're there. Click on Join the Chat. Ask a question. Type in a symbol.
Okay.
And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
So last week, Pete, the Fed announced that they're going to let inflation run.
And that's it did run.
It is looking more – well, they knew that. That's why they were saying that, because they were going to get questioned when it got to 2%.
Well, it's very interesting with a lot of things. You know, it's nice that they – you know, a long time ago, kept energy and food out of it, right? Because, you know, but we know what's going on with food prices and so forth right now. The big culprit, supposedly, for the jump was used car prices, which were up 5.4%. And people have given all sorts of reasons for that, some of them being that people are moving out of cities, we've heard.
Into the suburbs.
In the suburbs, and will need a car. Second possibility is that people don't want to use mass transit, and they need a car because they didn't have to have a car when they were using mass. It's a lot of reasons, but anyway, there was a 5.4% jump in used car prices. But as we all know, too, boy, there's a lot of things going up. Even my haircut went up, what, 20%, 30%, something like that. You know,
and you lost 30% of your hair, too.
Well, that's so, true, so it's not fair, is it?
So it's 60%.
Exactly.
All right.
So we shall see, you know, whether people start getting on the inflation bandwagon again, you know, and,
Well, Stan Druckenmiller was on CNBC. I don't think you caught him. I happened to catch him one morning.
No, I didn't catch him, though.
And this guy is worth about $4 or $5 billion, and he's been humbled, and he was one of these big bears, I think, like a lot of them in March. Oh, the sky's falling, look out. Anyway, but he said he's now this gentleman, very bright, great trader, a philanthropist, and just a wonderful guy, has been wrong for a while. He's looking for 5 to 10% inflation.
Is he really? Well, we shall see.
Yeah,
you know, once again, they may change the way they measure it, so you'll never see it. You know, you can always, you know, in the investment business, you know, I remember, you know, you could do a presentation and say, one year, well, we measure it against the S&P, but if you didn't do very good, you'd change it to, well, we measure it against the Russell or something, you know. Right. So that's what the government does, you know. So, okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Jack. How you doing?
Good. I was just going to listen this morning, but I came across something this week kind of intrigued me. You familiar with Lemonade? The company Lemonade? No?
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
You can see I was stumped.
Peter thought it was a new drug.
Right.
I just happened to get something. Lemonade is an insurance company. They have revenues which doubled this last period, although their loss doubled to about $29 million. But they still had a loss, which was about half what they had before, which was $21 million. It's an insurance company. They sell property and casualty insurance in the United States and liability and content insurance in Germany and the Netherlands. And it kind of caught my eye because of the big jump that they had in their revenues, even though they still have a loss. Now, they just started or just issued stock, I think in about August. June or so. It hasn't been a long time.
No, it's just, it was just, I think, in June, July, August. I think it was one of these SPACs, too.
It was what?
A SPAC.
A SPAC. I don't think they did the traditional underwriting, if I recollect.
No, a little different. Right, you're right. And I guess when it first went out, it was like $29 a share. It went up to about 70 or 80, and it's down to about 40 now or so.
Yeah, 50-12 on the close.
Yeah, 50-12, okay. Yeah, and I was just wondering, and you might not have enough information to say anything, what you think about it. For someone who had a little extra
cash. Well, what's
cash.
The symbol on it, though?
LMND.
Larry, Mary, Nancy, David.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, very good. I have one client calls up, and we always get mixed up between the F's and the S's and, you know, all these different symbols that, you know, sound the same when somebody's talking to you. Well, I mean, it doesn't look great, obviously.
Did you buy it, Jack, or are you looking at it?
No, I didn't buy it, but I was thinking about, like I said, their revenue doubled. They still have a big loss, but they're just starting out. Insurance companies seem to do well. And I was just wondering if someone had extra cash, maybe to you know, get into it. So I haven't done anything yet because it did jump up. And like I said, it came down from the high because I think it's a lot of speculation on it. I think I reached about 70 or 80, if I'm not mistaken.
And 96.
Oh, did it get that high?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. So I was just wondering what if you guys had heard anything. Obviously not too much.
No, not too much, but, you know, I mean, it doesn't look great at the moment. You don't know how much further down it'll go. It's something to keep on your radar, you know, because you've seen some of these. It's even, what was the, was it Facebook when they first came out?
Oh, that went way up. And
went way up
down.
And came all the way down to 17 or something that. Yeah.
Yeah. Was,
and you know, I've seen a number do that. Yeah. So you never know where the bottom is on it. But you want to wait for it to start showing you something, you know, that it's moving. You know, say the market keeps going down and it starts stabilizing, even going up. That's one clue. You know,
yeah, but you got to be careful.
But you want to see something. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I want to wait another period. Like I said, the revenues jumped up twice. What they were, but I guess maybe wait and see what happens again.
Well, wait again, and you know, watch the price action because you get your clues from that. You
and
know.
You don't know how they were measuring those revenues,
right? Okay.
You know, was it a private company? And you really got to get into the weeds. You really got to do your own research on it. So.
Okay.
I just think if you're looking to buy an insurer, you would, you know, there's if you had to have an insurer in your portfolio, there'd be other places to go.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
But you can watch it and see what the trend is.
Yeah, I'm going to do that and see what happens. Another one, and I just happened to come across this. And I was really taken back. IBM, they're paying like 5.4% dividend. I was surprised they're paying so high. And I'm wondering for someone who's conservative, that's not me, but who's conservative and think about money markets, maybe this might be a good investment. For them, IBM doesn't seem like it's going to fluctuate too much, and that's quite a dividend. What do you think about IBM?
Yeah, close at 120, 146.
Right.
Yeah,
it's up there, but
well,
there's smoke coming out of Peter's.
No,
ears.
No. Well, I mean, it's another one of these companies that got left in the dust.
It did, right?
You know, and you know, they keep bringing in people to try to turn it around. And for years, they used to say the stock went up because they just bought so much of their own shares. You know, right. Their earnings were never that great. You know,
but I think from a safety factor, you got to do your own research. I mean, it's a good, solid name, and you know, who knows? They could bring in somebody that's all of a sudden.
It's possible. You
know, look what happened with Microsoft, Peter. They brought in.
Once they got rid of Gates. Yeah.
Well. They brought
he kind of ran that company into the ground. Nobody ever talks about it, but anyway.
Yeah, Microsoft's been amazing the last year. It has.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, once he turned over the reins, it finally, you know, for a guy who wrote what was the book, The Road Ahead, you know, and he told you what was going to happen over the next 20 years or whatever. You know, he got left behind.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah, no, he got left behind.
Well, got comfortable.
Yeah.
Got fat.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, they always could. I mean, look how many people they've had turnover, the head of IBM in the last so many years, right?
Yeah.
They keep bringing in new people.
It's not easy to move that 800-pound gorilla.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're just looking for the dividend and, you know, well, you know, I guess, but I you know, it might be
I think you're right, Jack,
yeah.
In other words.
Yeah,
you think,
rather than a money market or someone.
And what,
what's
the dividend on it?
It's 5.4% of $6.52.
Yeah, but, you know, wouldn't I rather own a Verizon or something like
Okay. Well, Verizon, I don't know if it's a safe. Like I said, someone may look for a money market someplace just so he still wants some money.
Well,
I think...
you better go with David. You know, Willard and I have reason to hate IBM, so...
Yeah, okay. It just seems it's as far as safety. That's
right. Well,
right. And it should
what's
be for
safe,
people listening, if it's their last 10,000 that they have and it's sitting in a money market, you don't want to do that.
No,
you
know, I'm not.
But, you know, for if you got an excessive amount, and there's $5 trillion sitting in money markets, so yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now listen, I want to say this too. You know, I've been down to your office in Hamburg a few times, not a lot, but anytime I've stopped there, and I'm saying this because David, you sent me some information. I really appreciate it. I did get it the other day.
Oh, good. Okay.
But anytime I've stopped by the office, anyone I've come in contact with has been very friendly and courteous and always helpful. And I think that's probably, I think Willard's to be commended to get his staff together, people together to do that. But I've never been there where someone hasn't really, you know, really been great.
Well, it's nice. It's really a family business because almost all his family works there. So
that was Peter Greco.
Yeah, but really.
It's a lot of long-term employees. I mean,
that's true,
you know,
too.
I've been there 28 years. Peter was there before I got there, and you know, just people are there, and it's because Willard and Karen. Very nice people.
Yeah,
and Christina and Will.
I don't know about
it's like that. We're glad to try to help you.
We appreciate that very much, believe me.
All right, guys, as always,
very nice.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I'll continue to listen.
All right,
okay, thank
checks
you
in the
much.
Mail, Joe.
Okay.
Checks in the mail.
Okay, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or you can use the chat box at the website, sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. You're there when you click on Join the Chat, ask a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And while we're patiently waiting, we will take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Sapriston and Peter Greco of Sapriston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapriston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapriston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, phone lines are still wide open. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
I think people started partying for the Bills game early.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We do have somebody in the chat room. A person recently bought a small position in EBF, Edward Boy Frank, closed at $17.63. It's called Ennis.
What is it called?
Ennis, E-N-N-I-S.
Oh, this is an old company. Used to be Ennis Business Forms,
Equipment and Supplies.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ennis Incorporated.
Old company.
Oh, wow.
And I think many years ago, they used to be, you know, one of the top stocks back in the day, whatever day we're talking. And basically, I don't know why he bought it, but hopefully you did some kind of research. And
could
you
have been a she.
I mean, or exactly. That's right. We don't know. But I'm looking from 2014. To present time, it's been in a trading range forever and ever, from 13 to 20, 21, 21, 13 to 21.
52 week is 14 to 22, 21.
I don't know what to tell you. It's in the middle of a long, long trading range, and there must be some reason why you're betting that this will come out of this trading range eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a patient. What kind of dividend? Any dividend in this thing? Dividend.
5.1, that's why.
That's
probably
why, yeah. So this is a very good dividend play. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as, you know, the company's not deteriorating, you know, I'd once again do some research on, you know, how their business is running. But, you know, it's a type of stock that's just been running between, like I say, 13 and 21, and you collect your dividend. And if you're happy with that, so be it.
You're there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to...
You got to talk into the microphone. It's Harry in East Amherst. You should put your glasses on. Harry in East Amherst.
Well, you could have helped sooner.
I was doing something.
Harry.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have a question on this selling a call strategy.
Go ahead, Pete.
That Victor calls in with. Now, mm-hmm. he's giving the example of AT&T. Now, it closed at 29, and he indicated that he wanted to sell an in-the-money call, say, at 22, which, as of the close, was selling, giving a premium of $7.
Right. Okay.
So what's the advantage of doing this? Because he's going to have that call.
His advantage is all he's trying. First of all, deep in the money, it's very unlikely to be exercised before the dividend is paid. All right, and all he wants to do with very high safety and very, very, very low risk, because that's what the strategy is of selling a deep in the money call. Okay.
Right. So he's
wants to collect the dividend.
Well, he's going to have the stock taken away from him at 22.
At 22?
Well, he's selling a call at 22, which is
But don't forget he collected $7,
which is the difference between $29
right.
and $22.
Right. So he stabilized it, but he gets the dividend.
Right, but he's spinning his wheels because he's collecting $7, but the difference between the current price...
He doesn't care about that. The $7 is protection.
Okay.
All he wants to do is protect himself so he can virtually, nothing's ever totally risk-free, but essentially close to risk-free, collect the dividend rather than have his money sitting in money market. It's not a strategy anybody else would do.
But he's still going to collect the dividend by owning the stock. So
that's what he wants to do.
By selling the call at 22, he's going to have the stock taken away from him at 22, which is a $7 loss, but he's selling
the call for $7. Harry, that's his strategy. It's not for you. I don't use it. That's what he likes to do. He just wants a client. I understand where you're coming from. It's confusing. And
well, if he owned the stock at 29 by itself, okay,
right,
and the stock got hit, okay, he's going to take a loss, okay, on that stock. So he's protecting himself from taking a loss on the stock he owns.
And he's protecting himself in a negative right. way of taking a profit too.
Yeah,
so
exactly. It's a totally neutral position, not designed to make money on the stock or the call. It's designed just to give him the dividend at a relatively risk-free, risk-free
right.
strategy. That's
right.
it.
Okay, but he has to also figure in the fact that he's going to be charged an exercise fee when the stock is taken away.
I don't know what that fee is. Were you talking about the brokerage firm charging a fee?
Generally, right?
I don't know.
I haven't had some exercise. Maybe he could come back on, and discuss that.
But,
I mean, this is not, he's doing that. He says, why put my money in money market? Why buy the stock for the dividend and take some risk? Okay, I want to get rid of the risk.
And he doesn't care if it goes up.
Right,
he wants strictly the dividend.
He wants the dividend. That's
right.
it.
Okay.
And so instead of it being 5%, it might be 4.8% if there is any fee. I don't know what the fees are either. I don't use those strategies.
But see, we're saying it's just protecting it so he gets the dividend relatively risk-free.
And he likes doing this.
Yep.
I mean, you got to like doing it. It's like golf. I don't like doing it, so I don't do it.
Yeah. I think he might make more by selling an upside call for a smaller profit, additional profit.
Well, it depends on the risk you're taking on, that's all. He doesn't want to take any risk.
But the stock will be called away either way, so he's still going to have
to. He doesn't care about that.
He doesn't care.
He wants the dividend.
He said, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
No, I appreciate the call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a good one.
Okay. All right.
Next, we're going to go to Dr. Sam from the Shatkin show that's on right before us. Did we do something wrong?
No. I just figured I would listen to your – I do it every week. I listen to you after I leave.
Oh, we appreciate that.
But this week – you guys have a great show. This week I have a question, though, for you.
Sure.
There's a stock called the company's called Insulet. It's P-O-D-D. It's a diabetes supply company, and I'm curious about it. My daughter's diabetic, and I've heard some good things about that company. I was wondering if you have any insight.
What was the symbol in that again?
P-O-D-D.
P-O-D-D.
Peter, yeah. Oscar David, yep. David, closed at 221.59. 211.59, excuse me.
211, yeah. So do you have any insight about that particular stock or anything like that?
Well, obviously, it's been a very, very strong stock, to say the least, okay? Back in March, it got as low as 122 and almost doubled, you know, from that point. I don't know anything about the company, but, you know, chart-wise, you know, based on our charting objectives, which is, you know, a method they use to try to calculate a profit target, it's got a profit target of 318, you know.
And do you know what type of insulin? Is it a device, or it's not the insulin?
Yeah, it's a device.
It's devices. Huh?
They have a device that instills insulin. You put it on your skin, and it's a little pod that sits on the skin. That's why they have it.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, right now it's above its 200 day, which is, you know, long term bullish at 190. And, you know, I'd say as long as it stays, you know, above that 190 area, looks very, very interesting here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask my one of my sons, I've disclosed it before, worked for Novo Nordisk, which is a, he's in a different field now. But I'll ask him what he knows about it. I mean, just for the heck of it, not on the stock, but just on the company, and I'll have some information next week.
But, so. The chart looks good, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of diabetics, so, you know, sounds like a non-invasive way of doing it.
Yeah, so, you know.
Unfortunately, there's more and more every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm diabetic myself. Luckily, I don't have to take insulin yet, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, stay healthy.
All right.
Yep, I hope
that's
so.
A key.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Right. Thanks, guys.
All okay,
right,
thanks for calling.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The call.
All right,
okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Very interesting. Have to look into that further. And the phone lines, as you might guess, are wide open again. Or you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. There you are. Click on Join the Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. And if you do that, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And you know, I was looking at the chart of the S&P and the NASDAQ, and they're both trapped in a very tight trading range for the last few days between the 20-day on the upside and the 50-day on the downside. Perfect little, which says something.
A squeeze,
right? And there's going to be a move one way or
it's like holding down a spring, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. There you go.
Aha.
And
not my first day at the rodeo.
They're all around important trend lines, some of them right on them, some of them a little bit above, you know, talking about the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ. So it's a very interesting point in the market.
I think it's going higher.
Well, if you look, take the cover story in Barron's.
I didn't read it.
They said, this is a bubble, but the bubble will continue. Little frightening.
I think there's.
But they gave all the reasons why, you know, the bubble will continue. And, but.
Number one is the Fed.
Well, there's that. But also, this time of year, as you approach the election.
Is there an election coming? I wasn't aware of that.
I was hoping they'd postpone it, but that's the way life goes. They don't listen to me, but
I think
it'd be an abomination, I would call it, if they have an election and they have all these mail-in votes. But anyway, but typically, based on the election year cycle, the market normally makes some kind of peak in September, you know, right around where now. You know, and drops into middle of October. Okay, so could be interesting if it follows that cycle.
Sure.
You know, it didn't follow the cycle in I think in August. You know, it was actually stronger than it normally would be. September normally shows a lot of up and down, and then there's some kind of peak and a possible drop into October. So we shall see. You know, it doesn't have to happen that way, but it always says, you know. Don't get carried away out there, especially if you're in some of these stocks that have run up a long way. And, you know, they can have pretty big drops if all of a sudden things turn, you know. And it doesn't mean the market's going to die. As we said, you know, as the brilliant David Bronstein said, rotation. He used the word rotation.
Well, I watch television.
Do you? Well, that can get you in trouble. So anyway, right now, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
So we have something on the chat box, and I want to talk about it because it's something I haven't heard of this in a long time.
Okay.
So Art, our favorite caller from the state of New Jersey, is stating that they used to use the DOS system. Disk operating system until Windows took over, and then MS Word replaced WordPerfect. I remember this is before when I was working at First Albany. We had computers and Word. It was just new to do stuff like this. And I remember a young lady who was still in the business, working for another firm, you know, helped me do that. And she had WordPerfect. And the one thing I loved about WordPerfect, that if you somehow or another accidentally had your caps locks on, mm-hmm. that there was a button you could push that would take it from capitalization to small automatically. MS Word doesn't have that. But WordPerfect had that one simple thing. Think how many times you've typed. I know what I'm doing. I'm typing and I hit the cap locks and you get a whole paragraph, right? Jimmy's nodding. You get a whole paragraph because you didn't look at it and you got to go back and you got to remove it all. You could have just did that button anyway.
Well, you digress to that, but bringing up DOS, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
According to the movie about Bill Gates, okay, and yeah, I forgot.
Is it out?
It's a long time ago.
Okay,
yeah, it was a long time ago. Watched it.
It was a movie.
Yeah. And
who played Bill Gates?
I have no idea.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, supposedly, he bought the DOS system from some dumb kid for $50.
Wow.
And second of all, he went to IBM with the DOS system.
They didn't want it, right?
And then when they decided, they looked at it and they said, you know, he worked with them for a while. But anyway, I don't know if they decided. I forgot how it came. But what really came about was that I don't know if he wanted to leave or what. And they said, well, if I do, I want to take the DOS system with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, fine, it's yours because the money's in hardware. So there's IBM.
There you go.
I mean, they did well for a long time, you know, after that. But that was their comment. You know, the money's in hardware. Take the DOS system.
You know? Yeah, sure.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, goes to show you.
Yeah. So what were you going to say? You were reaching your
pile. Matter of fact,
of
you know, the guy from Netflix took his Netflix to what was the store you used to go to?
Blockbuster?
Took it to Blockbuster. They said that's the dumbest thing we've ever heard. That'll never work.
Yeah.
So
you know.
Very intriguing. Anyway, we're coming down, I guess, to the end of the show. About 3 minutes left. Could take one more call or a chat box, but like I say, the averages are all sitting there at very important support points. And, you know, so you know, be aware, especially if you've been playing a lot of hot stocks and, you know, because you can see what can happen to hot stocks when the worm turns, as they say. And, you know, and maybe Victor had some good ideas there. You know, look at stocks like Dow and Archer Daniels Midland, stuff that we've all forgotten, you know, getting caught up in this exciting time, you know, for all these companies that are people have what dancing in their brains. What's the tune there? You know, but anyway,
I don't know.
Well, whatever I was trying to say, you know, people have all these, you know, just tremendous ideas about what these great companies are going
to
do.
They're trying to project, you know, out into the future. And I like Harry that called from East Amherst asking about the strategy and just it wasn't clicking.
Oh, yeah.
And there I rang a bell.
And if you want to really go to a great site for free options education information, it's called optiontradingpedia.com, like Wikipedia, but it's optiontradingpedia.com. Excellent site for everything you wanted to know about options. And
they give you any strategies?
Oh, yeah, everything. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
And I just is there a paid service for that,
no,
too?
No,
I know it's free, but
he says
they
it'll be free forever.
Wow.
And he says they're trying to, you know, make it accessible to everybody without cost. And the interesting part, I found that when I looked up Victor's strategy, you know, selling a deep in the money covered call, and it got me to that website.
So why are they doing this?
Because he's tired of all the people that are charging people tons of money for information. You know,
wow.
I mean, there are websites out there that'll teach you all this stuff at $2,000, whatever, you know, and. And he's got the background, you know, to be able to present that kind of information. So, so anyway, you know, we are the last minute of the show. You know, we always do say keep a little powder dry, and you know, especially in a highly volatile market.
Oh, it's been highly volatile.
Yeah, and there's always opportunities being created all the time, you know, and as the interesting, I sold all my Tesla, you know. Finally got rid. I sold it all the way on the way up, and then when the last 1/8 or quarter or whatever got out on Thursday or Wednesday, whatever it was, you know. And you know, but everybody, you know, as a car company, it's not worth it. Okay,
well, it's a technology company.
But based on what they think he's going to develop in the future, it's a different story.
Gotcha.
So anyway, so we're at the end of the show.
All right, go Bills.
Till next week. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.